Allah is teaching us a pattern of behavior. You gotta do something. Allah doesn't help those who sit around and do nothing. The Quran emphasizes over and over. Do something. If you're sitting in a prison cell, you look around, what can I do? Prophet Yusuf, alayhi salam, what did he do the second he arrived in prison? The second he arrived, what did he say? He had two roommates or prison mates. He said, hey, come here, come here. Are multiple gods better or is one god better? First thing he said to them, he's like, all right, this is what I can do. And he stuck. He stayed in prison. Like, it wasn't like God rewarded him tomorrow, he was exonerated. He stayed for years. It wasn't about that. It wasn't about, oh, if I do this, God will get me out tomorrow. It was about, okay, looked around, like, what can we do? I got two guys here, come here, let's talk. Let me help somebody. He couldn't sit and not be of aid. And later, one of those two guys got freed first, and he went, and he was the reason not only Prophet Yusuf got exonerated, but he became one of the ministers of Egypt many, many years later. So the seeds were planted. But a good person plants the seeds of khayr, of goodness, because he believes in good, because he's in service of Allah. You never know which seed pans out.